We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, this is JJ and Joanne, and we are joined by the Motown Museum Chairwoman and CEO, Robin Terry, for a very special reason. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I am good.
You're getting ready for a big reopening here before too long.
You know, we are. We just announced July 15th we'll be reopening to the public, so we're excited to bring Motown back to the community, but in a very safe, very, very safe and thoughtful way.
It's been a very strange spring for all of us. Motown Museum, not left unscathed by this, but it's fun to reopen stuff again, isn't it? It gives us a new positive outlook on life and like being reborn again.
Yeah, I think it does. And, you know, my hope is that this is part of what brings our community back together. I mean, that's always been the DNA of Motown, is that it has a sort of magical way of uniting people, bringing them joy, and bringing them back together. And so our hope is that in this moment, it can still bring some of that levity.
You know, I know you guys have a new exhibit, Capturing a Culture Change, Motown Through the Lens of Jim Hendon. Tell us about that exhibit.
So I am so excited about this exhibition. It is a collaboration with Jim Hendon. And so, you know, he is most well known for the Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album cover that he shot, which is world famous. And so we took this opportunity to partner with Jim to really look at how Motown responded to not only social change and unrest in the 60s and 70s, like 67, 68, but how they responded to it visually through the album covers that they were putting in the marketplace. So it touches on, you know, sort of anti-war sentiment, civil rights movement. And it's really, it's timely. You know, I don't know that any song greater than Marvin Gaye's What's Going On speaks to a lot of the climate today. Mm-hmm. But looking at, you know, the transformation for Motown through the lens of Jim Hendon's work at a time of protest also seems quite poignant.
You know, this museum was founded by Esther Gordy Edwards, the sister of Barry Gordy, back in 1985, and it was always kind of a cool place, but it was always sort of understated, and there was long talk about making improvements and expanding and growing the museum. Finally, you guys, in recent years, have gotten an influx of cash. What difference has that made in how the museum looks now?
Well, I'll say this. So Esther Gordy Edwards is my grandmother. And had it not been for her, we wouldn't be talking about expansion or anything that we're talking about. So it was really her awareness that this story of Motown and how it was birthed right here in Detroit was something worth noting in American history. So for that, that is the foundation of what we're doing and what we're building. But we are excited about the journey that we're on and the ability to grow this story and find even, you know, other ways to connect with future generations around the inspiration of Motown, and particularly entrepreneurship and talent cultivation.
Well, I have an idea for you, if it's okay if I spend
I'd
a bunch of your money.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, if it's going to cost you a bunch of money, though, here's the thing. So years back, I had the pleasure of doing, actually a few times, interviewing Esther Gordy Edwards at the Barry Gordy home in the Boston Edison area.
Sure.
My suggestion is that that becomes the Motown Museum Attics, because that house is literally fantastic. There's an underground tunnel that goes from the house out to this magnificent pool house, and it's all, it, at the time anyway, it was all, that tunnel was lined with all sorts of Motown memorabilia. It was kind of cool. Do you remember that?
Of course I do. Absolutely I do. I will tell you, that was one of my grandmother's dreams. To see those two spaces connected. And I will just say that the current homeowner could not be a more dynamic, wonderful human on this planet. And he has made that space available to us. So I don't know what that'll look like as an annex.
Okay. All right. That's great, Robin, because you know why?
Why?
I'm going to take full credit for it. I'm taking full credit for this.
I love the way you're thinking. Keep that up.
We're looking forward to it. Credit for everything, Robin.
Yes, I do. It's in my DNA. Anyway, we're looking forward to their grand reopening on July 15th. Everybody will be safe. The environment will be clean and social distance, and everybody
smaller
will enjoy.
Smaller group sizes, I know, too.
Smaller group sizes, groups of 10. You have to wear a mask. It's social distance. But we found a way to keep it safe and still keep it fun.
Awesome. I'm sure you have. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Robin Terry, chairwoman and CEO and granddaughter?
Granddaughter.
Esther Gordy Edwards? Yeah, good for you. Well, thank you for the time.
Thank you.